Good morning. Hi, Yost.
Hallo.
Good morning. Love your hat.
Guten Morgen.
So let's jump right to it. The response in the Netherlands has been huge. You beat Duncan Lawrence's streaming record. You're now the most watched Eurovision video on the official channel of the whole year. How do you feel?
It's crazy. It's actually insane. I feel very honored. I'm the most happy about, like, I grew up loving marketing. I love commercials. I love marketing. I love thinking about aesthetics. I love thinking about ways to market myself. It's like not even a passion. It's more than it's my life. I got a tattooed on my leg. I love marketing. So the fact that the marketing is marketing right now, that's crazy.
Did you expect this?
Not in this capacity, not as fucking big as it is. It's way bigger than I ever. It feels like my YouTube video is a TikTok. The amount of views is like a TikTok.
It's incredible. And I think a lot of that response comes down to this beautiful story in the song. For people who don't speak Dutch, could you explain it to us?
Like I've always tried to implement my life story, and in the shortest version would be I lost my parents at a young age, and I'm trying to deal with that throughout the years. And now I'm 26, and I got the chance to use this platform, one of the biggest stages, probably the biggest stage ever, to actually share that emotion. I think the story of an orphan traveling, trying to get known, trying to get his name out there. I think that's the main core of it. And also, yeah, my dad is just one of my biggest inspirations, and he taught me like an open mind. He taught me to not, yeah, look at labels. I don't know the English translation perfectly, but just people are people, and that's where the sentence ends.
And at the end of the video, we see a photograph burning. Is that a copy of one of your real photos?
It's not the real picture, but it is. It was like, I think, in Norway with my parents, and yeah, it felt me and the director came up with the ID, and I was like, first I was like, I don't know about that one, but then it grew on me, and I was like, yeah, that's actually, I think it suits a full circle.
And could you explain to folks why is the house burning and the photograph at the end of the video?
I think like it took a lot of like sparring, if that's an English word as well, like a lot of sparring with the director, with Feras. I know him for like 10 years plus, close friend of mine, and I told him about all the years of therapy and how in certain therapy sessions they let you they make you write down your story, let's say, as a part of your story, and then you have to burn it in order to make room for new energy, to not, like, don't let your traumas be only a burden. It could be something that moves you forward into a new direction. So I think that was the core of why there's fire, because we could have also did like do water on the house, but I think that's visually not that impactful. So I think that's the main reason. Like I drew the house on a piece of paper, like just thinking a few months ago, what would be a house that I could live in this imaginary world? And I wanted all these things implemented, things that don't go together. I think the only the front door is a reference to a Cartoon Network series, Blue's House for Imaginary Friends, I think. Of something like that, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. So I think that's also a Foster reference in there. My brain goes too deep sometimes, but the short answer is sometimes you have to say bye to the things you love the most.
And you do it beautifully with a message to your father who told you that we live in a world without borders. And you say you whisper that you miss him. Was it difficult to film this section of the video?
Yeah, it's all it's like it's weird because you make it like I make it in a bedroom studio with Tantu, my producer, and we never go to fancy schmancy studios. We just make everything pure and raw. And then, of course, when it comes to the shooting day, it gets all professional. Normally, I direct and edit all my videos myself. So that was also a bit of a journey with all these people on set. But I think with the trust of the crew and the right people around me, like my close friends, I think it made it way easier than I was expecting. When I woke up, I was like, no, I don't want to shoot this scene. I don't know. I don't feel like it today. But maybe that's the best energy. Where you don't want to do something, I'm the best under pressure.
And you touched people across Europe because people who don't speak Dutch, we felt it.
Like that really got to my core, my heart. It was all these. I even saw your reaction video. Thank you so much for your kind words. It was so cool to see this Dutch. I'm speaking Dutch. Like I didn't have to make a. Like I didn't have to translate it. The internet is translating it for me. And that's, I don't know, I feel very honored to make connections around the world. I think that the small Joost inside of me that maybe went to, I don't know, my parents and I always went to Turkey on holiday to this all-inclusive resort. It's a very Dutch UK thing to do. And then I was always like scared to make friends and connections. And now years later, I'm actually doing it. And I see other people connect through my song, and I don't know. It's an people told me Eurovision is a roller coaster, but this is the whole theme park. This is crazy. I don't know. It's crazy.
And a final question for you: if your parents could see this music video, what do you think they would feel, and what would you say to them?
I think my dad would laugh. Very, very hard. I think because he would be like this guy. He said that he wanted to do it, and he like in Dutch we say he got his way. Hij heeft zijn zin gekregen. I think my mom would just be very proud and silently smiling, and my dad would just make a lot of jokes about my suit or how I look, but in a friendly, good way, I think. I think I can say that I hope they're proud of me. And if they're not proud, the rest of the world currently is. So that's crazy.
Joost Klein, thank you so much. We're wishing you only the best. And we'll see you on the road to Eurovision.
I love Malta. Shalali, shalala, honey.